Okay, it is 10:31 a.m. on Wednesday, October 2nd, and the Arizona State Board of Suspension Competitions meeting is now called to order. Roll call.
Terry Brown here.
Dale Nibley present.
Sherry Mays present.
Suzanne Coleman present.
Thank you. Also present, we do have our Assistant Attorney General Scott Donald, as well as our Executive Director Megan Darian. Declarations of conflicts of interest. Review, discuss, and approval of minutes September 4th regular meeting.
I will make a motion to accept the September 4th, 2019 regular board meeting minutes.
I'll second the motion.
I will second that. Okay.
Okay. It's been moved by
Sherry.
Sherry and seconded by Terry. So Sherry and Terry, moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved as written. Agency operation review, director's report.
The license renewal of 2020 started yesterday, October 1st, 2019, for 900 active LDOs.
And I understand you've already received some renewals.
25 of them yesterday.
First day. Great.
Good for them.
Okay, possible violations. A is Clear Vision Express. I think everyone hopefully got a chance to read the letter from the Nelson Law Group. And I appreciate that the efforts they are trying to make. We still have the issue that there's still a violation in place. And
Mr. Chair, if I may, that is actually, that portion of it is set for a hearing or entry into a consent agreement, but that part is timed for 11 a.m. to begin. Yeah. So we actually, the matter concerning Clear Vision with the potential violations, we can't really get into until 11. It is
considered.
Okay.
Because that's
oh,
the
yeah,
time
there it is. I see it.
Hearing was noticed for 11 a.m. for a start time so that the board could take care of any regular board business before beginning a hearing. It looks like we'll be entering into a consent potentially, but it's still agendized for
11, okay. So I'll do it when we finish this meeting.
Yep.
Okay, we'll push that back to 6A. We have the Southwest Eye Centers, and we did receive consent agreement from them. So I think those have been resolved with the consent agreement that we signed today. Schwegel Wooten, where are we with them?
Actually, they applied for establishment
okay,
license.
Okay, so they are on the
yes
list. Okay, so then that would resolve those. So those can be dismissed as well. Barnett Delaney Perkins, Lakeside?
They don't have any establishment license, and they don't have any LDO, and they are in operation.
Okay, and have they been notified?
Yes.
And we have to give them their 30 days to respond, so this will be pushed to next month's meeting?
They have not responded.
Right. You just sent the notice recently?
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago.
So to give them an opportunity to respond, we'll go ahead and push this one off to the next month's meeting. So move forward to November. Complaint against Mario Rogers. Mario, I believe you're here. Would you like to make a comment to the board? The microphone up here.
Not really.
Okay, because I can respond if you have no questions. Maybe we'll get this one resolved too.
Yeah, no, I don't have no questions.
Looking through the complaint. The only one that looks like it deals with our board would be the display of your license, which we understand through an investigation that was done by our board that it is displayed.
That is correct.
It's there. And establishment license is there. So that means there's no validity behind this complaint. The other part of the complaint has nothing to do with the board. It has to do with you and the customer.
Correct.
And I feel we should see if there's any further discussion or make a motion to dismiss with notification to the complainant with the results finding of the board. I'd like to make that.
I'll make the motion to dismiss.
Terry?
And I'll second that.
Seconded by Sherry. Mario, thank you for coming down.
Oh, is that all?
We haven't actually had a discussion or a vote yet, Mr. Chair.
Okay. It's moved and seconded. Any discussion? Susie, you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Any other discussion?
No.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
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 Is that Eileen?
It's Eileen on the phone, yeah.
It's Deb Bright, too.
Oh, Deb Bright, okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Welcome, Deb.
Thanks.
So, Mr. Chair, if I could, just to be clear then, who exactly do we have on the phone at present? We have Deb and
Suzanne.
Suzanne and Eileen, are you on the phone as well?
No, that's Elaine. That's the lobbyist.
Okay. So it's
Eileen is coming. She's
Eileen's still on her way, so she'll be here when we go to the next one. So we need to add that Deb Bright, a public member, has joined the call telephonically.
And in that case, could we also have a roll call vote on the phone so that we know who's actually voting? And
okay.
That's why
I had to ask who that was. That was Deb. So we got Deb and Suzanne on the phone telephonically that were in favor, aye. The three of us that are physically here are all in favor, aye. Any opposed? Complaint is dismissed.
Okay, and both members on the phone did vote aye?
Yes. This is Suzanne Coleman. I vote aye.
Deborah Bright, I vote aye.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
That's why I asked who the second caller was, because I didn't recognize the voice. Mario, thank you for your time. We will notify the complainant and give her the findings of this dismissal of this complaint. It is now dismissed.
Okay, thank you. Am I free to go?
You're very free to go.
All right. Thank you, guys. I'll see you later, guys. Thank you guys so much.
So we'll have to move on. We'll leave 6 where it is since it's scheduled for 11 o'clock. And if anyone else wants to join this, we'll have to wait, I guess. By then, hopefully, Deb will make or Eileen will make it. General discussion, rule change review, including R20-120.
The proposed rulemaking has been registered on Arizona Administrative Register on September 13, 2019, volume 25, issue 37. The oral proceeding for the proposed rulemaking is going to be on Tuesday, October 22nd at 10 o'clock at the room here, 1024.
Okay. And that's good news, hopefully. This will get us moving on to getting our rule done. I will be attending that with Megan, and that should be enough. Last time we didn't get a lot of public comment, so hopefully it'll be the same this time. We just move forward. Great, great news there.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
If I may just for a moment jump back to 5 B, C, and D, I just wanted to make sure and I may just be having a memory glitch, but the board did formally vote to accept the consent agreement. Is that correct? There was
correct.
A full vote. And at the time of that
we
vote.
We didn't have 5. I don't think Deb was on yet, so.
Okay, Deb, so you were not on the phone at the time of the vote to accept the consent agreement in the Southwestern Eye Center matter, is that correct?
I don't know.
No, I don't think.
Scott, I don't think
heard,
we actually voted on it.
Okay.
I heard it.
Okay, in that case, then, could we just.
Let's go back to B, C, and D, and we do have a consent agreement signed by them. I've got it right here. And now it's signed by me, so it'll proceed to the next steps. So I would look for a vote or a motion to accept the consent agreement from those 3 Southwestern Eye Center locations.
I'll make a motion to accept the 3, 5 B, C, and D consent agreements from Southwestern Eye Center.
Moved
and I'll second
Terry,
it.
Seconded by Terry. We'll again do a roll call vote. Any discussion first? Let's do a roll call vote.
Terry, aye.
Dale, aye.
Sherry, aye.
Suzanne Coleman, aye.
Deb Bright, aye.
Okay, we have any Nays? Anybody say nay? Sounds like we got all five ayes. So B, C, and D, we are accepting their consent agreement. I suppose we need a motion on the Swagel Wooten to accept their establishment license applications rather than just dismiss it. So I'll entertain a motion for E and F as well.
So I make a motion to accept the license applications, which will be reviewed in section number 8 for Swagel Wooten, E and F.
Moved by Sherry.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Suzanne. Again, we'll do a roll call vote after we say, is there any discussion? All those in favor? No, no, wait a minute. Roll call. We'll do
Terry,
it.
Terry, aye.
Dale, aye.
Sherry, aye.
Suzanne Coleman, aye.
Deb Bright, aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, we will accept the establishment license applications for E and F and move forward with those. G, we've pushed to next month. H, we've resolved. Now we'll move down to R20-114, notice of change of status. This is the change of the upper level ownership of the Nationwide group. You want to recuse yourself since we do have four?
Sure. Owners? I would like to recuse myself from 7B.
And this is just to keep things going right. We've had discussion with our legal advice and the information that was provided by Alston and Bird via the email. And it was very specific that there was a change in ownership and they're meeting the requirement from R420-114 to notify us in writing within 30 days of change in ownership. It does not change any of the store level issue. It's still the same Nationwide Vision Center number XYZ, and that's the establishment license as well as the optician licenses are all covered. So we feel they have met the requirement of R420-114, and they've had some change above that, but nothing that's changing anything that we're going to do other than a couple keystroke things to change one of the items in the computer. And so I think that one is meeting our requirements. And Scott, if you have anything to step in on this.
Yes, I would just say, just for the purposes of discussion, my understanding is that this is a situation where a firm is 100% owned by an entity, which is then itself owned by an entity, which is then itself owned by an entity, and we're talking about a change of ownership on a grandfather level or a great-grandfather level. And the issue had to do with whether the notice of change of status rule under R-421-14, if the board pursues it that far, a change of ownership in something that owns something that owns something that owns a firm that the board regulates. And certainly it's open for discussion by the board. My understanding is that the way the board typically interpreted this rule would be that they don't go back that far into ownership. It becomes not only gravely onerous on the board to try to establish that type of ownership or go chasing down a public firm that may be selling shares on an open market, but
right.
It just becomes very onerous for regulatory.
Our main concern, my discussion with Megan, we were discussing it, how does this affect our operation as a board with establishment license and or optician license, and it doesn't at all. Doesn't change a thing we're doing. So we will not entertain a motion, but we'll ask if there is any discussion by any of the board members why we're accepting this notice of change of ownership.
And just for the record, again, under our rules, the 100% of the ownership hasn't actually changed.
Right.
For the direct ownership hasn't changed. None of the ownership has changed. It's
the store level.
The ownership of the ownership. So.
Right.
There's no direct change.
It's third and fourth level up.
Yeah.
Any board members have any discussion of this? we just want to let you know why we came up with the decision we did between our legal advice. Do we need a motion on that?
Well, for the record, we didn't reach any decision. I can provide legal advice, but the board would have to reach a decision at this point right now.
Okay. Everyone agree with that decision? It's not a violation at this point, so I don't think we have to have a motion. This is just
this is simply for the board discussion. The board may have to approve the change of status
of them.
Change that, but or to approve that, but that would be about the only motion that I believe. Other than that,
I would entertain a motion to that just so that we've addressed it, and it will be in the minutes that we've discussed this change of ownership. So I would entertain a motion to accept this information that we've received about the change of ownership nationwide.
So motion to accept the notice of change of status for R-4-20-1.
That was Terry. Did you have a question, Deb?
Oh, thanks. I just wanted to ask, I think I may not have heard it, but we were saying something about that it goes back to, you know, we won't go back too far in time. Is there any need to have a specific, you know, like no more than five, you know, anything after 5 years or anything after 10 years or something? Did I miss that?
Actually, the difference isn't temporal. It doesn't matter how far back it goes. The change in ownership has to do with the percentage of ownership change. In this case, a firm is 100% owned by another firm, and then that firm is 100% owned by a third firm, which I believe is 100% owned by a fourth firm, and that was acquired or had a change in ownership, that firm going three or four firms back. So it's all existing at the present moment. It just has to do with, it could even be a matter of selling mutual fund shares. If you sell enough of them, if you have a large enough block, you're impacting the ownership in a company, but that's not impacting the direct ownership in a subsidiary of a subsidiary of that company. So that's really the question is how far you go to look at ultimate ownership when you have subsidiaries that could be multiple levels of subsidiaries owning an ultimate firm that we regulate.
And the status of the existing locations is undergoing no change in their direction, ownership, leadership structures. Right. It's above that.
Yeah.
That answer your question, Deb?
Oh, wonderfully. Thank you.
Okay. So I've got a motion from Terry to accept our notice of change from Nationwide.
I accept it.
I'll second that.
Okay. It's been moved by Terry, seconded by Susie. Again, we'll do a roll call vote. Any more discussion than what we've already had? Let's do a roll call.
Terry, aye.
Eileen Pettit, aye.
Dale Nyblad, aye. You on
the right eye?
Coleman, aye.
Okay, and that's five ayes. Any nays? Move to accept the notice of change of status for Nationwide for their 79 locations. Okay, 7C, contact lens selling overview.
Actually, when I was inspecting Flagstaff, I stopped by. I saw the smoke shop, and they were selling contact lenses in front of me. They disposed all of them and responded to the letter that I sent them the next day.
Okay, so Smoker's Outpost is just one that'll go on the follow-up sheet. See that they don't do it again. They're no longer selling.
Yes.
Thank you for continuing your vigilance. We appreciate it. We have four here. Where's the applications? You can have Eileen sign them. She's here now. Okay, we do have four applications for licensed optician.
Let me make the motion.
We need a motion.
Okay, I make a motion to accept the four applications for licensed opticians. We have Clorinda Yvette Wine, Cynthia Elaine Reedhead, Jennifer Leah Scott, Hazel Adine Sherry McManus.
Okay. It's been moved to accept these four for licensure in the state. I'll entertain a second.
I second the motion.
Seconded by Terry. Motion by Sherry. Any discussion? We do have the form here with all the points checked off. Any other discussion? Okay, let's again roll call. All those in favor?
Terry, aye.
Eileen Pettit, aye.
Dale Nyblade, aye.
Sherry Mays, aye.
Deb Bright, aye.
Suzanne Coleman, aye.
Any opposed? Those four license applications have been accepted for license to welcome them to the LDOs.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's
congratulations.
Cool. Four more. Establishment licenses.
I will make a motion to accept the applications for establishment licenses 1-9.
I second the motion.
It's been moved to accept the 9 locations for application for establishment license and seconded by Sherry and seconded by Terry. Any discussions? And again, all those in favor?
Terry Brown, aye.
Eileen Pettit, aye.
Dale Nyblade, aye.
Sherry Mays, aye.
Deb Bright, aye.
Suzanne Coleman, aye.
Any nays? Those 9 establishment licenses are accepted. Future meeting dates, we got November 6th, December 4th. Future agenda item, we do have 5G pushed to the November meeting. At this time, we're going to take a 7-minute recess before we start the 6 at 11 o'clock.